Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do,
mm-hmm.
you know that I'm yeah. working all hours of the day, all hours of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
mm-hmm. I'll... Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep.
Mm.
I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
Mmm. As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
This is Grafting with Grace Ann, the only place to get coverage of the best and worst plays from the most recent episode of Love Island. I'm your host, Grace Ann Parks.
Welcome back. Before we get into episodes 39 and 41, which is ITV episodes 35 and 36, I want to let you know that if you hear my air conditioner, that is because it is on currently, because it is 90 degrees in New York City. I also just got a spray tan, and I can't, like, sweat or run or do anything for 8 hours. Because Gore is sending me somewhere very special on Wednesday. I leave tomorrow, but the special thing is happening on Wednesday. And oh my gosh, I'm so excited to tell you guys about it. I cannot believe it is happening. That is all I can say right now. I'll be able to talk about it once it's over, but oh boy, am I excited. Hopefully I'll be able to talk about it on this week's Twibbon. If not, then definitely next week's. But yeah, that is why you can hear the air conditioner. There's a whole long-winded story behind it. Do you guys finally understand why I love movie night so much? Do you understand why I kept referencing it throughout every episode of Grafting with Grace Ann? Like, oh, this is probably going to be a movie night. This is going to be a movie night. That's definitely going to be a movie night. Did it live up to your expectations? I'm very curious for those of you who have never experienced Love Island before. You're new to this. I know there's a lot of you. And you're new to the game and everything. What did you think of movie night? I personally think it's the most epic part of Love Island. And it's a new element. It was introduced in season 7. This is season 10. But anyways, let's just get into this breakdown. So basically, before anybody knows it's movie night, Abby and Mitchell have their first date and they go paddleboarding. I thought this was really cute. Mitchell falls off multiple times. And the only reason I note this is because Abby was like unusually steady on that paddleboard. Like, there were waves. Mitch was falling, which caused more waves. But she was just, like, steady, dude. But then, of course, they're both sitting on their boards. And Mitch pulls her closer on her board. And they kiss. And then he pulls her into the ocean. And she's just like, really, dude? But this was really cute. And after they paddleboard, they have a little chat on the beach. And they're talking about, how are we going to make this work on the outside? They both say that they would move for the right person. When Mitchell and Abby come back from their date, Catherine gets the text, Islanders, it's time to get your glam game strong and hit the red carpet, as tonight is movie night. It's always boys versus girls. The quiz questions are based on a range of recent studies that were done in the UK. So each team has to answer via text once they hear the question, and the team that is closest to the answer gets to choose a clip. First up, we get all of the names of the boys' movies. So we have The Lying, the Mitch, and the Wardrobe, The Full Montel, Double Sammy, Some Like It Scott, Tie Hard, The Great Zaxby, To L and Back, Lock in, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, and Speed 2, Ooze Control. The girls win the first point, and they pick The Lying, the Mitch, and the Wardrobe. This was so funny. It was basically all of the moments he contradicted himself with the boys when it came to his, like, I guess, situationships with Molly, Katie, and Jess. And I was laughing so hard because it's just all of them together in this nice, neat little package of Mitch saying things like, well, if it doesn't work out with Zach, you'll have to grovel back to me. And the thing is, I think it's, yes, Catherine said it. She's like laughing and she's like, oh my gosh, Mitch gets away with murder. And it's so true. Obviously, in the next episode, we'll see that the boys have a little bit of an issue, but I feel like that was producer driven. But like, he really is like, he can, it seems like he can do no wrong. And the boys will just be like, oh, that's just Mitch being Mitch. So that was kind of like a nice light clip to start out the night. The girls' movie titles are Catterday Night Feeder, Cinderella, Wild Wild Jess, The Iron Katie, Dangerous Liaisons, Along Came Molly, Friends Wit Benefits, Avatar, and Amber's Web. The boys pick Cinderella. We need to talk about this because I'm so confused. So obviously this clip starts out with a bunch of different moments of Uzi and Ella talking, Casa Moore, you know, he gave her a massage, whatever. Then we get this clip of Ella and Uzi in bed. You can hear the kissing sound. It's very fast, but I literally screamed. Everybody gasped in the villa. I screamed in my room. I'm so confused. Was I just like not paying attention? Tension? I do not remember this happening. I remember them spooning one night when she was asleep. They showed like a shot of her asleep and he was obviously being the big spoon, but I do not remember this. Did this happen and I'm just forgetting? Or is this like a totally new clip that they're showing everybody, including the fourth audience, for the first time? And then after the clip is done playing, Uzi's like, it was just a kiss goodnight. And you know what I thought? First of all, I was like, that did not look like a kiss goodnight. And if that's what Uzi thinks is a kiss goodnight, like an innocent little kiss goodnight, Uzi, come over to America. Give me a kiss goodnight. But they both are like, both deny it. They're like, we didn't kiss. We didn't kiss. They said it was like a goodnight kiss or whatever. I don't know. It looked like it was a lot more than just a goodnight kiss. I don't know. You tell me. Maybe you kiss your homies like that good night under the covers. The boys team and the girls team are kind of all like, oh my gosh. Jess, being Jess, tries to diffuse the situation and she's like, well, it's in the past and you both have moved on. And then Ty tells her to concentrate and she's like, don't talk to me like that. I'm trying to be nice. She really was like, she wasn't being sarcastic when she was just like, oh, it's in the past. I felt like she was genuinely being like, well, good thing that you guys have moved on. The girls pick the next clip and they play The Full Montel. And this is basically all of his interactions with Tink. And once it's done playing, Montel is immediately right off the bat so defensive. Hear Leah out. She's gonna be mad. Because again, her whole thing is like, why didn't you tell me everything? And then Leah and Montel start fighting in front of everyone, and it's just like back and forth. But the boys win the next clip, and they pick dangerous liaisons. And dude, this was just Leah is a sweetie PR. Like, I'm genuinely trying to think, have we ever seen a clip like this before where it is just the Islander being a saint? But seeing this, Montel feels like shit. And all the boys boo Montel. The girls win the next clip and pick Some Like It's Scott. So this clip is of Scott saying to the boys right before Casa started, I missed Catherine a little bit last night. I'm sure when the girls walk in here now, I probably won't. Honestly, I didn't think this, the Islanders were all like, oh, I'm like, compared to some of the other stuff we're seeing, this is not that bad. Like compared to Sammy's comment of how he's comparing Mal and Jess, like, this? I don't know. This prompts Leah to be like, wait a second. And then we don't see it on face, but it is Katie. I zoomed in on Leah to make sure it wasn't Leah. But Katie is the one that yells out, apparently none of the girls wanted you. That's why. And then Catherine backs her up saying, they didn't want you. Scott says it wasn't a matter of any girls wanting him because he didn't do anything about it. This whole scene is very interesting because online, I am seeing Leah and Catherine get so much hate. You know, obviously, this comment was not nice. I'm not defending this comment. What I'm confused about is Katie was the one who yelled this out. But nobody's coming after Katie. And again, I'm not saying go after Katie. I'm just very confused because it looks like from the edit that Catherine, that Katie started this. And Katie never gets called out on it. Anyways, the boys win the next clip and pick Saturday Night Fever. And it's literally, Catherine is not bothered at all. She even predicts it before it even plays. She's like, it's just clips of me and Elam kissing. And that is exactly what it is. And then the boys and the girls all start fighting after this clip plays. And Leah is like, she already made it clear she's into Elam. That is what we just saw, which is fair. But Scott obviously is mad about the comment that nobody wanted him in Casa, which is not a nice comment. He then goes, Leah, you're starting to do a lot of talking as well. For fuck's sake, you're the fucking spokesperson suddenly. You haven't spoke for about 4 weeks. This was so mean. Like, he had been sitting on that. Like, Leah's quiet, but I mean, she's obviously coming out of her shell. I don't know. I just did not like how aggressive this was because Scott usually hasn't been aggressive, right? But that was a wild comment. And Ella's faceplate in response to Scott's comment was almost my faceplate of the game. Then Katie yells at Scott saying, this was so good. She's like, don't fucking speak for 4 weeks. You've been fucking mugged off by everyone here. And I literally shouted in my bedroom, season 2 Katie has arrived. That was season 2 Katie behavior at its finest. She's like, oh yeah? You want to come after my girl Leah? Nobody likes you. And again, I'm so confused because she's the one that started all of this nobody likes you Scott talk, and nobody's going after her, at least what I've seen. They're all mad at Catherine and Leah. I'm like,
have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my... which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort. From the outside in.
What? The girls win the next point and they play Tie Hard. And first they show him, you know, lightly flirting with Amber and Gabby and Casa. And then we get to the clips of him egging the boys on. And basically when he's egging Sammy on, he says, fuck Jess, forget about Jess. And this really begins the rift between her and Ty. The clip also had him telling Montel to kiss Tink, even though he literally in that same sentence was like, I like Leah more. And this prompts some very good face play from Whitney and Catherine. They're just like, whoa. And then when the clip ends, Katie yells, Ty CEO, no one can think for themselves. That's what it felt like. I'm team Katie on this one. And Jess is not happy. She's like, I've backed him this whole time and now he's saying, fuck me. But the boys are still, like, laughing within their group, like, ha, 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 ha. And Jess is like, oh, yeah, let's all laugh and clap like it's hilarious. And Sammy's like, I'm just saying. And Jess goes, well, don't clap back then and make me feel like shit. And he's like, you were all making me feel like shit. And Jess is now really yelling. She's like, how am I making you feel like shit? And Sammy's like, oi, bruv, oi, mom might be bad. He's like, I didn't clap back towards you. I was clapping Ty for a bit of banter. What? This was my error of the game. This is when you shut up and just say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have been laughing. You're right, Jess. But he's like, listen, I wasn't clapping at you. I was clapping at Ty's comment, which said, fuck you. Then the girls go and they pick double Sammy. And I literally just wrote in my notes, here we go. And the first clip they play of him is him saying to Mal, oh, I feel more for you after 3 days than I did for Jess in 2 weeks. I told you. I knew it. I knew it. I literally said the moment that came out of his mouth, whatever episode that was, I was like, oh my gosh, this is literally movie clip night number one. The producers literally marked this time code on this date and said, oh, that's for movie night. And then just to add salt to the wound, they keep going. They show him kissing Amber and Gabby on the same night in the same spot during Casa Amor. And Sammy's laughing all throughout this because why not at this point? You've made so many errors. Why don't you just laugh and clap through everything? Jess legitimately starts to tear up and then she has to face away from the boys. And now she's like full on crying. Like she's genuinely hurt. And of course, when the clip ends, Sammy's like, it's just chat. It's just chat, dude. Really? But Jess is like legitimately crying. And Sammy's still yelling. He literally says, I'm trying to justify it. And Leah's like, don't. Don't. And that was officially movie night season 10. Wow. The boys and the girls both go off in their separate locations so they can kind of debrief with each other. The boys are talking about Leah. They're like, she was the protagonist tonight. And of course, the girls are talking about Sammy's comment about Jess. Then Leah pulls Scott and he's like, do you realize what you said? He is claiming in this that she said no one wanted you. I put in parentheses, I thought Katie made this comment. And he's like, imagine if I had said that to a girl. And Leah literally goes twice. She goes, that wasn't my comment. I didn't say that. I believe her because I even went through that scene because I was so confused with Leah, Kat, and Katie and the Scott clip. I went over that like 3 times to make sure I wasn't like missing something, but that was Katie's comment and now Leah's getting the heat for it. What? He doesn't care. He cuts her off and he's like, stop trying to play righteous. I'm just like, dude, like she's not. I think she genuinely didn't say that and you're mistaking her for somebody else. At this point, Montel goes and takes Leah away from Scott to kind of defuse the situation. And then they finally chat and she is basically just upset because one, he didn't tell her everything that happened. And two, she was like, listen, I'm only like a touchy-feely person when it comes to people I really, really like. And so seeing Montel, you know, do intimate stuff, like even just hold hands with Tink, was indicative to her of a stronger connection than what he had previously told her. And then we get Sammy and Jess talking. And immediately as they sit down, he's already making excuses. And again, I feel like I think I've seen this one before and I didn't like the ending. It's just so easy to take ownership, even if you don't mean it. Just do it. Do it. And Jess asks if she was the safe option. And he's like, no, it was just a bit of chat. Every response in this conversation just turns to him being like, it was a bit of chat. She could have been like, Sammy, I'm literally dying. Can you call 911? And he would have been like, it's just a bit of chat. I just stopped transcribing their fight like the minute it started, if I'm honest. On to episode 41, which is ITV episode 36. And we start with Ty, Zach, Montel, and Scott all talking about Mitch's clip from movie night. And Ty says, men like that are bottom of the barrel, using other brothers' names to build your own thing up. Ty's hero player must be Claire Crawley. Anyways, it's the morning, and Zach confronts Mitch with the other boys about his movie night clip. And he starts it off by saying, how you feeling, snake boy? And he's like, all but the Molly clips were taken out of context. And Mitch is like, is this really a big deal? And I think Zach asks, because all the boys are in this conversation, like every single one. And all the boys back up Zach and Sammy that this is kind of a big deal. But again, this feels so producer driven. It's not even funny. Then we go to Jess and Sammy talking. And again, he's still defensive. Like, nothing's changed. Jess and Ella talk after her chat with Sammy, and Ella's like, dude, you're not being overdramatic at all. Your feelings are valid. You need to, like, drill this into his head, basically, because he's not getting it. And then we go to the nighttime portion, and Montel has a plan. At first, I thought he was going to ask Leah to be his girlfriend, because this is the kind of stuff they do when they're asking another Islander to be their girlfriend or boyfriend. They do some big, grand gesture like this. So he asks the guys to help him round the troops. Zach gets all the Islanders to stand in the grass while Sammy gets Leah to sit at the fire pit with him. And then Montel comes out onto the terrace and says, obviously, I embarrassed you, so it's only right I embarrass myself as well. And he goes on to apologize to her in front of everyone. And he takes full accountability for his actions with Tink during Casa Amor. And this was my play of the game. This is how you take accountability. It was super genuine. I believed everything he said. She starts kind of tearing up. She thought it was really sweet. And they basically make up after this. But that was a solid play. That's what I'm saying about Montel, is like, when he did get defensive during movie night, I was like, what are you doing, dude? But then he comes back with stuff like this. And I'm like, dude, he is a good player when he wants to be.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love, and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Mitch apologizes to Sammy and Zach for the movie night clip, and they're like, dude, it's all good. They're like, the only reason we even brought it up is because we care about you. In the morning, finally, after 9,000 chats, Sammy kind of finally apologizes to Jess. And he says that it probably wasn't the nicest thing to hear regarding the clip of him and Mal. And they're good again, I think. I don't even know at this point, because they'll start fighting in like 5 minutes too. That could be a possibility. And then Abby and Mitch chat about her conversation with Scott earlier in the day, and she tells Mitch that Scott wants to get to know her more. And Mitch is very cool-headed about this. He's like, that's fine. And then she goes to Scott and says that Mitch said it's all good. We can talk now. And this is the new plot. Is Scott gonna steal Abby? Is something gonna, you know, happen between them? We'll have to see. That was your breakdown of episodes 39 and 41, which is ITV episodes 35 and 36. Before we go, I got some gains for you. Your top 3 Instagram gains in the past 24 hours are Leah gaining 9K for a total of 163K, Whitney in second gaining 6K for a total of 152K, and Ella in third gaining 7K for a total of 217K. Your top 3 Instagram chart is unchanged. Katie still number one, 1.3 million. Molly in second with 295K. And Ella with 217K. Your top three TikTok is also unchanged. Katie at 993.8K. She's going to hit a million soon. Molly in second with 890.4K. And Cody Casaboy with 312.5K. This has been Grafting with Grace Ann.